Thank you, distinguished member of the committee. For the first time, the census done in 2021 in Nepal has tried to, try to find the population of the gender and sexual and gender minorities. It was the first time, and that accounted for a very low percentage, 0.01% of the total population. So that was the first time, but it was not only for the LGBT women. So it was the for the sexual and gender minorities, and we have not calculated or we have not received any particular data regarding LGBT women. So we acknowledge it's very important now, and we will consider the suggestion. We will consider this question as a suggestion to take further steps in the counting the population. The population thereof. But regarding the assessment of the prevailing laws, as I had mentioned earlier in answering the questions in Article 1 and 2 also, we are examining our existing laws. Actually, we have more than 353 acts, federal acts. So we are examining these acts to see whether the prevailing provisions are discriminatory to the LGBTIQ or sexual and gender minorities. And Nepal Law Commission, our autonomous research wing of the government of Nepal, is conducting this assessment. And we are very hopeful to get the study as soon as possible with the recommendation so that we can initiate the process of legal reform and address the rights of the LGBTI communities, sexual and gender minorities. But the thing is, the Constitution has given the mandate, it has ensured the rights. Now it's time for legal reform, and we are very committed to do that in this regard. Thank you very much.